Today's Shir Tanya, we begin learning Perek Ches. Perek Ches comes as a continuation of Prakim Vavin Zayin. So in the previous Prakim, the Alter Rebbe explained that every Yid has two nefashos, a nefesh Elikis and a nefesh Bahamas. So he explained that the nefesh Elikis has Koiches and Levushem, has the Seichel and Midos of Kedusha, the ability to understand Gadlos Hashem and Bimayir Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem, and also the three Levushim of Machshava Dibur Mais of Torah and Mitzvahs. The Nefesh HaBahamas is the parallel opposite of the Nefesh HaLikis. It also has these Koiches and Levushim, but the Koiches of the Nefesh HaBahamas, the Seichel Midos, the Levushim Machshava Dibur Mais, are from Klippa. What's Klippa? Anything which is not directed towards Hashem. So we explained that there's actually two levels of Klippa. There is Shalos Klippas HaTameyas, which cannot be elevated, and then there's Klippas Noiga, which could be elevated. So, generally speaking, anything which is an Aveira is Shalos Klippas HaTameyas, it can't be elevated. But if it's something which is Mutter, so it could be elevated. So much if a person eats kosher food, L'shem Shamayim, so then he's able to elevate it. But if a person eats Treif, or person is Boila Be'ila Asura, so then he can't elevate it unless he says he does a very great level of Tshuva Me'ava, so then the Aveira itself, so to say, gave him the impetus, gave him the Kayach, that he should be able to do such a great Tshuva. So then he can elevate the Aveira in that situation. Or La'asid Lave, it'll be elevated when Surah Hatuma Avirim in Ha'aretz. But generally speaking, a person cannot elevate anything which comes from Shalos Klippas HaTameyas. So based on that, the Alter Rebbe continues in Perek Ches to go a step further, that if a person eats something which is not mutter, Michael Osir, and he does it without knowledge, does it even l'shem shamayim in order to learn and daven with the koyach that he's going to get from that food, nevertheless, he's not able to elevate the chayas of that food, because that food is usur. It's trapped in the sitra achra. It can't be elevated. And not only if it's an issa deraisa, even if it's an issa derabanan, because anything which was from klipa is trapped. And therefore also, the yetzahara that a person has for dvarim hasurim, it's like a goyish yetzahara. A yiddish yetzahara is for dvarim hamutorim, because even if he's, if he's not doing it l'shem shamayim, it can be brought down to Klippa, but it can be elevated, like you said before, in Perek Zayin. But the Yetzirah for doing Avedas, that's mamash a goyish Yetzirah. Now, he points out that even when he eats something which is mutter, not l'shem shamayim, so even though afterwards he can do tshuva, he can elevate it, like you said in Perek Zayin, but you have to realize that there is still part of that food that has some effect on the body and remains attached to the body, and that's why the body needs what's called chibut hakever. And unless the person was like Rabbeinu HaKadosh and never enjoyed Olam Hazeh for its own sake, so the guf will need to go through chibut hakever. So that's the nekuda, that we have to realize the koyach of our actions, that if it's a dvar iser, and even if it's a dvar hamutter, it's not l'shem shamayim, it can have a negative effect that can only be taken care of after Lachem Eiv Esrim.